Hi, I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. Now, if I look back over my professional development as a human givens therapist, I can see so clearly how the idea of timelines have kept cropping up. So much so that I would say that their use has become an essential part of my approach, and this is increasingly explicitly. So while training, I attended an NLP workshop, that's neuro-linguistic programming, and experienced the power of walking literally back through my timeline, life, and then forward again. And that it would feel different and easier in some way as I did this. I remember learning that if an early event, a trauma in childhood, say, was cleared, then like falling domino pieces, the brain could reprocess subsequent events differently and more easily. This was so as each experience depended on the previous. The result could be that a lifetime could begin to appear as altogether easier and more empowering. It was a powerful demonstration of the neurological truth that no memory is fixed or unchanging, like a computer file, but is reconstituted every time it's needed. And right after learning this, I had the opportunity to work with a woman in her late 50s with a diagnosis of borderline personality disorder. We went back to a bad early school experience, which I cleared using Rewind. And then, while she was in trance, we had a conversation that was me prompting her to revisit experiences that followed on from that early school memory, and asking her how she could change them in some way that would be better for her. We did this all the way up to her marriage in her mid-20s. The effect on her mental health and feelings of being in control over the next week beyond that were startling. I then remember reading Jonathan Haidt's The Happiness Hypothesis. He talked of the need for all of us to have a narrative for our life which makes sense and from which we can see progression and movement, even from the very worst of times. He also suggested a writing exercise. This was that we write down two stories of our life, the life we have had and the life we might have had. And for each story, we condense it into a sentence or a phrase. I can vouch for the power of this exercise and how, as a therapist, you can make use of the second story to help build an altogether more empowering life narrative. Finally, I recall finding the timeline.net website and buying their teaching material. Though neither the website nor the download was quite to my taste, I got one very powerful idea. It was that you can move on from a bad time in your life, as long as it is not traumatic, when you have learnt its lesson. In other words, you have moved on when the experience has been placed into a healthy narrative of your life. Yes, timelines. Where would I be without them?